Good morning. Good morning. Our wonderful Pastor Mike is down with a faucet nose today. We all know what that's like. You just can't find the switch to turn it off, and your belly button's out of order. It doesn't work. So he... Thanks. Nope, didn't work. I always wondered why it was disconnected. Well, Lord, we bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for family. This precious little town. Sweet community of people. Father, would you bless Pastor Mike and his family? We pronounce health, blessing, wholeness, and strength over them. And thank you, Lord, the promise of your word says in Psalm 41, when you take care and feed the poor and help those who are sick, that we will be raised off of our bed of illness. So raise them off of their bed of illness and give them strength. And be glorified today. Yes. You are awesome, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Megan, thank you. That was really cute. Again, we love it. Oh. So, what do you think? Should we get going? Pop it into first gear? Start out slow? The name of the Lord shall be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me read some of these. These are really neat. You'll find a common theme inside of this. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore God has also highly exalted him and given him the name, which is above every other name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Help us, O God, of our salvation for the glory of your name. And deliver us and provide atonement for our sins for your name's sake. And that's what he did. He has blessed us with his name, by his name, and through his name. And he's given us the name that is above every other name. And you know the name. Yeshua. Jesus. The name. A couple weeks back, some of you were here for it. I talked about the stars in the heavens and how they declare his glory. Right? And how there was one star in the constellation Virgo, the branch, which also was one of his names. The name of Jesus, the branch, the coming Messiah, the Savior, from the root of Jesse, the father of King David, because he is the son of David. His name. So, check it out. Isaiah 9:6. You've heard this one before, right? For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Right? And of his increase, of the increase of his government, there will be no end.
No end.
No end. Amen. That means it goes on forever. Right? No. Thanks. So, his name. There's something special about his name. Now, we don't know how to pronounce the name of God anymore. Back in ancient Israel, the Hebrews did know. But there was this period of darkness where they did not hear the Lord speak. I think it was, 480 years before the New Testament. I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. Do some research. But in Hebrew, you use vowel points because there are no vowels in the Hebrew alphabet. There's only consonants. But you add little dots in places where you can draw an intonation, like a for apple or a for awesome. The A is pronounced differently. So some people have decided to take the name Jehovah and make it their thing. They'll be his witnesses. They knocked on our door one time after we came back fresh from the mission field. That's okay. And they knock on the door and we start talking, and I say, oh, I just came back from serving the Lord overseas. Well, do you know his name? They said. And I said, yeah, it's Papa. And they said, well, no, do you know his name? Best friend? Well, that's not his name. Do you know his name? And they just kept hammering this point. His name is Jehovah, they kept trying to push. But that's speculative because they don't know the vowel points in the names in the Tetragrammaton. Tetragrammaton, that's what it's called. It's the Yod, He, Vav, He. Yes. It's the same four consonant letters that you get the word Yahweh and Jehovah from. Jehovah, Yahweh. Kind of making sense so far? Yeah. So we don't know. Is it Yahweh? Is it Jehovah? There's no J. So it's interesting. It's like, it's Jehovah's Witnesses. Well, there's no J in Hebrew. It's Yah. Yah. Papa. It's your papa. So I wager to petition this. The word in Hebrew for love is Yahavah. And it's the same consonants. Yod, He, Vav, He. Well, what is God? Yeah, isn't that interesting? Now, I don't know. Is his name Yahavah? Is it Jehovah? Is it Yahweh? I don't know. But I just know I love him, and he's my papa, and he's yours too. Okay. Now, it's a little less ambiguous when we get to his son. Because we know his name, right? In Hebrew, it's Yeshua. Or in our Greek and Latinized form, Jesus. Jesus. So, I made notes. Oh, Jesus, Yahshua. It means Yod He Vav He, which is the Tetragrammaton, either Yahavah, Yahweh, Jehovah. It means God is salvation. So that's what Jesus' name is. Jesus' name is salvation. God is salvation, and he and the Father are one, therefore he is salvation. So it's a powerful name, right? Yeah. Now, who named Adam?
Yahweh.
Yeah. God named Adam. So, who named the animals?
Adam.
God named Adam, and Adam named the animals. Now, I'm glad it's not reverse. I'm glad the animals didn't name us, because my name would be Eel. God named Adam, and then we had dominion over the earth, and we got to name all the critters, which is pretty cool. God didn't call it a zebra. Adam called it a zebra. But the zebra didn't call Adam Adam. God did. Now, there's something special about the name God gave him. Do you know? Do you know what Adam means? The etymology of Adam? Etymology simply means the origin of the name. Do you know?
No.
Okay, Adam means man. Pretty complex. Adam. Adam. So, Adam had a son, and his name was Seth. Now, we're going to go through some genealogy right quick, and this is pretty fun. Seth means appointed. That's cool. Seth had a son named Enosh. Not so popular these days. Enosh. Which means mortal, or frail, or miserable. See, it's not too popular today. Little misery, come here. Enosh had a son named Kenan. Kenan means sorrow, dirge, elegy. Yes. And then Kenan had a son named Mahalalel, which is a cool name, but we don't hear it too much in our culture. What would you call him for short? Mahahaha. Mahalalel means blessed or praise. And then the L part of his name means God. So it means the blessed God. Mahalalel, the blessed God. Jared was Mahalalel's son. That's my dad, Mahalalel. Mahalalel. Jared, we hear that name. The name means shall come down. These are the most ancient definitions of the name. And you derive a definition from the name through the Hebrew consonants. And each consonant is also a character, and each character tells a story. So put that in your hopper and hold on to that. Jared had a son. Yep, Jared's son. His son's name was Enoch. Enoch going to be around here long because he walked with God and then he was not. But Enoch means teaching or commencement. Now this was not in my notes, but this is something that's really special to me. Enoch is a man that had such a deep and special relationship with the Lord, so precious, that the Lord loved him so much, he's like, oh, I just want you to be with me. He didn't die. He was taken up. Harpazo in the Greek, taken up, or rapture in the Latin. He's taken up to be with the Lord because the Lord just enjoyed him so much. Now, his son, his name was Methuselah. Interestingly enough, Methuselah is the oldest dude in the Bible, 969 years old. But look, Methuselah's dad was a man so in love with the Lord that the blessing of a man in love with the Lord was long life for his kids. Cool, huh? We need to love Jesus, guys, that our kids would be blessed. Methuselah means he walked with God. Lamech is Methuselah's son. Now, Methuselah was an old dude. Can you imagine being 969 years old? I'm 40, and I'm sore after sleeping on a comfortable bed all night long. That doesn't make any sense, right? It's a comfortable bed. Why do I wake up sore? So his son was Lamech. Lamech means to lament. Sometimes I Lamech in the morning if I'm sore. Lament. Lamentations. Then there was Noah, the son of Lamech. Noah's name means to bring relief or comfort. So compile this list. Now this list is all from Chuck Missler. Yep, Chuck Missler was a cool dude. He could break apart the Bible right quick and easy. So I'm going to give you the names, and then I'm going to give you their definitions together. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah. And when you look at their names and what they mean, I'm going to read that now instead of their names. It says, man, appointed mortal, sorrow. The blessed God shall come down, teaching his death shall bring the despairing rest or comfort. The gospel is in the names of these men. Man, Adam, appointed, Seth, Enosh, mortal, Kenan, sorrow, Mahalalel, the blessed God, Jared, shall come down, Enoch, teaching, his death, Methuselah, his death shall bring, Lamech, the despairing, or the lamenting, Noah, rest, or comfort. That's a good summation of the book, right? Isn't that beautiful? That's the power of these names. God gave them these names. The names were appointed by him for a purpose. He started with Adam. Now, Adam and Eve got to name their kids, but I think it was under the divine influence of the Lord. Now, I wager to say that our names, too, are under the divine influence of the Lord, whether our parents knew the Lord or not. And so I came prepared today. These are Christmas blessings for you guys. Are you ready? First of all, I'm going to start with Crowley. Crowley in Old English. Craw plus the word le means a woodland clearing. Now, it's pretty apropos. You've got the mountains and the trees, and then you have a woodland clearing. But it came from Father Crowley, who coincidentally, intentionally by the Lord's design, brought the gospel to this place, to the woodland clearing. The man of with the woodland clearing name came to the woodland clearing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Susan, where are Susan? Susan, this is beautiful. The etymology of your name from Hebrew is Shoshana, which means lily of the valley.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Rebecca, Becky, where's Becky? Thank you. Hebrew, Rivka, which means to join or to tie together, to bring together. How beautiful. May the Lord use you to bring people together to see Him. Amen. You know Andy, the harmonica player? Okay, this one fits him really well. Andy is in Greek is Andreas, and it just means manly, masculine. And he's a stud. I mean, you hug the guy, it's like hugging a brick house. Straw. He's pretty manly. He wears his name well. We know Jerry. And Jerry has a passion to get up and talk about God. Right? So Jerry comes from Jeremiah, which means Yahweh, Jehovah, or Yahweh. God will exalt. And Dori, his wife. Dori is just a direct Hebrew word, which means my generation. So together it says, God will exalt my generation with Jerry and Dori. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
I love that. Patrick, Patricus in Latin, it means nobleman. And you are. You are a son of a king, and you have access to all the resources in the heavenly places because of him. And his portion for you is not small. His portion is infinite and never ending. For his streets are made of gold. And he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And he owns the hills underneath the cattle's feet. And the gold underneath those hills. And he's your papa. And you are his son. A noble man. Jacob. There you are. In Hebrew it's Yaakov. Or Yaakovel. So Yaakov means holder of the heel or supplanter. Like you want to get in front. Which is great because we love having you as a bass player. But Yaakovel, which was the fullness of your name, means may God protect. And so may God protect you and your son all the days of your life, that he would set his angels charge to watch over you and keep you and your son. He says, no, he... May God protect is like the pronunciation of a prayer and blessing over you in your name. Isn't that cool? Pastor Mike. Mikhail. Who is like God? And that's what he gets to share and talk about. Who is like God? He talks about the goodness of God, the joy of the Lord, the discernment of the Lord, the wisdom of the Lord, all of these wonderful things of the Lord, and that's what he gets to do. It's like the mantle of his name that's on him. Yeah. And Heather, his wife, it's an old English name from small shrubs with pink and white flowers, which are beautiful. Like you imagine going on a hike and you see, oh, look at the heather. It's beautiful. Yeah. Who is like God in the beautiful flowers of heather? Jamie, is she in the back with the kids? Okay, I'm not saying it then. No, I'm kidding. Jamie comes from James, which is Yaakov, Jacob, so it's the same. The prayer and blessing of may God protect. And Devin, her husband, this is funny. You can tease him if you see him. It's Latin for divine. So divine and may God protect is the couple. And she's protecting our kids too. And the divine part is neat because that's what we are because of him. We are holy because he is holy, right? Brian, this one I really like. This one gave me a smile. Pastor Mike asked me this morning to share, so I thought, okay, Lord, okay, he gave me something. So I did this. And this morning, as I was processing this one, I smile. Brian, Old English, for high hill, might, and power. But Rochelle, your wife, I have to be careful how I say it, is you, E-W-E, you, which means a graceful female deer. Now, Brian's a hunter. And Brian goes hunting for deer. And I've seen pictures, Brian goes to the hills for his deer. Now, isn't that good or what? Doe. Okay, now this. Oh dear, you can call her. Not odour. Hang on a second. I got to find the Proverbs. There it is. So since we have a, okay, we can all handle a PG-13 Bible verse, right? This one's beautiful and personal too because my wife read it to me on our honeymoon night. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. So Brian, as a loving doe and a graceful deer, let her breast satisfy you always and always be enraptured in her love. That's beautiful, huh? And that's your name, Rochelle. His deer, you're his deer. His best catch ever. Okay, was that too much? Should we bring it back to PG? So the Lord bless you that you would always be in pursuit of your prize catch. Amen. Amen. We know Justin Mobe, Latin for just, upright, and righteous. We have a friend here named Wes, Wesley, which is interesting. It's Old English for the West Meadow. And where do you live? You live in Starlight, which is past like the meadow as you go up the grade to the west. Or Bishop, the West Meadow. Yeah, so you actually live where your name is. Yeah. And so may God cause you to flourish in the West Meadow, Wesley. Amen. Vicky, Latin for victory. So victory in the West Meadow. You're there on assignment to bring the kingdom of God to Starlight. Isn't that cool? To bring victory for the kingdom in a place that needs it, truly. Yeah. So, amongst whom you shine as stars in the Starlight neighborhood. Yeah. Rena. Your name is Latin for born again. And you are. You are. And you look like your father in heaven. Look at that joy. That's something I've seen in you since we came here years ago when we passed through town. You carry such a joy and radiance of the Lord. Yeah, you truly show that you are his. You are born again. So keep doing it. Kari, Greek. Is the Greek version would be the derivative or the diminutive. Did I say that word right? Diminutive was, lost my spot. Makarios, which means blessed and happy. Cool, huh? And you are. You are blessed. Yeah. And you're happy too. And you married Nick. And Nick in Greek means victory of the people. The blessed and happy victory of the people. Jesus got a hold of your lives last year. And since then, the blessings have been increasing exponentially. And may they pour out even more so unto you guys. Billy's not here, but his mama is. William. It's Germanic for will and desire and the helmet of protection. So for Billy to fulfill the will and desire of the Lord, just to make his name known. And God is his protection, helmet of salvation on him. That's a cool name. And Paul writes that in Ephesians 6, put on the helmet of salvation. Well, Billy gets to wear that in his name, Wilhelm. Awesome. Now, Billy has a wife named Megan. Megan's over here. This one's pretty cool, too. Megan, it's Old English for Margaret, but Greek for Margarita, which means pearl. So you're the treasure of the man who bears desire, protection from the Lord. Yeah. John from June Lake, he's not here today. I was hoping he'd be, but it just means God is gracious. And truly, when he comes here, he doesn't hit deer. So God has been gracious to him. Because you know that road, there are a lot of deer. There's a lot of Rochelle over there. Hiro plays the keyboard. Now, Hiro is a blessing to us. Hiro is Jairus in the Hebrew. And Yair, Jairus, which is derived from Yair, which means he shines. So his name means he shines. And when you see him playing the keys, he shines. He wears his name. Katie, from Catherine, the Greek, Katharos, it means pure. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You're going to see the Lord. Like Isaiah said, I see the Lord, high and lifted up, exalted, seated on the throne, and the train of his robe fills the temple with glory. That's like the song that's going to bubble out of your heart. I see the Lord, because you bear the pureness of the goodness of God. Kyle, I have you in here, but I didn't put you in the right order. Kyle. Sorry. Oh, there it is. It's Gaelic for narrows, the narrows or the straight where water flows. Many enter by the wide gate, but few enter by the narrow gate. You get to point people to the narrow way. For broad is the path that leads to destruction, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And so you know the path of eternal life. You know Jesus. And as a man who bears the name of narrows and straight, you get to point people to the narrow way to ensure that the path is straight, that they get to meet the King who is great. It was fun. I was just having my coffee and like, wow, this is good. And then it just kept going and it got better and better. Lindsay, not forget about you. Lindsay is interesting because it refers to a place, I think it was Lincoln Island. This is an old, when you trace back the etymology, and Lincoln Island was a lake and a pool and a colony of people. And so where do you live? You live by a lake and a colony of people. I think living in Crowley fits your name very well. Yeah. And everybody loves to be by the lakes. Everybody loves being in community, right? And so may God continue to make your light shine that people would see the goodness of the Lord inside of you. Because that's so attractive, especially to all the bugs in the world. They love light. And I love lamp. Some of you get that one. No. Did I miss anybody? Oh, Joe and Ann, thank you. Oh, William, Bill.
Resolute protector.
Come on. Amen. Anne. From Anna, which comes from Hannah, which means favor and grace. And Joseph, or Hebrew, Yosef, he will add. And so with you too, he will add favor and grace.
Yeah.
That's his blessing upon you. And he's done it.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. He will add favor and grace. And when he adds his portion, like I was sharing with our nobleman up here, Patrick, his portion is not small. But he adds, and he adds, and he adds, and he adds, and he adds. Because he loves, and he loves, and he loves, and he loves. Cool?
Yeah.
So, there you go. I hope you're blessed by these. Oh. It's Old English for firm, strong, and brave. Now, I'm not so strong. I'm a beanpole. But underneath these skinny arms is a lot of muscle.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, so grace is grace. And that she let me name her. And so I named her Grace. I gave her a choice. It was either Murgatroyd, Broomhilda, or Grace. And she chose Grace. I'm so happy. Can you imagine walking in? It's Richard and Murgatroyd. What do you call her for short? Troyd? Murgy? Oh, her Burmese name is Thinantwe.
Say it slow.
Thinantwe. And the kids and I were on the couch looking at our wedding pictures yesterday. We only have a few because of a kerfuffle. Our wedding photographer's camera was, or she was like a second wedding photographer, and her camera was stolen. And so were all the pictures. And then the other gal we hired, she was an Indonesian, she's a famous Indonesian street portrait maker and a friend of ours. So we flew her out to the wedding. And she was so artistically focused that she got all these really neat pictures of just our bodies without our heads.
Oh, my God.
And so Grace and I are like, oh, we just, that's the thing we were most begrudged about. See?
We need to have another wedding.
What does her name mean in Burmese?
I think it means lovely name. But what's funny is at the wedding, up on stage behind us, there was like, they put these things in the banner that said, Richard Ellis Lawson loves Thin Men Twe. But my mom is standing here next to me and she's tall, and my sister is standing here for a picture, and I got Grace in front, and all it says is Richard Ellis Lawson loves men. So our wedding pictures really just were horrible. I have to show you. I don't have it with me, but one day you'll see the picture. Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah. And it's not true. I love her, not men. So Casey, in the back. Casey, our friend. Ah, the Old English given name. Oh, you know what? I got to dive through this one. 1 second, Casey. Bear with me. Sorry, I didn't get that one. Casey, there it is. It means descendant of Cathasach, which is, it's Irish. Descendant of the vigilant. That's cool.
Yes.
Descendant of the vigilant.
Yes.
Yeah. So the Lord bless you. Kimberly, did I say Kim yet? No. Okay. I got you in here too. Let me find you. Kimberly. Oh, Old English for royal, brave and bold. So the Lord has made you royal. Peter even writes, for you are a royal priesthood, a chosen nation, his own special people, who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light, who were once not a people but are now a people, who did not have mercy but have obtained mercy. So you are royal. It's beautiful. Yeah. And royalty is always signified by a crown. And one of the beautiful gifts the Lord gives us, according to Proverbs 16:31, it says, a gray head is a crown of splendor when obtained in a righteous life. So don't despise the grays. It's a beautiful crown of glory from the Lord. Yes. Yeah. You do have a special family. Yep. Fun people. Now, Katie, your mom's here, right? What's your name?
May.
May. Oh, Katie May. That's your middle name, right? M-A-E? M-A-Y. Ah, let's do a quick search.
This is so cool.
Oh, it's fun. Thanks.
Yeah.
I use behindthename.com, and it helps you to find the etymology. And so some things you have to click through multiple times. Like, for example, Jamie. Jamie goes to James, James to Jacob. And then so you follow the dominant. And then you go, it gives you the background of different countries too. So Germanic, Norwegian, Icelandic. And I typically tend to stay more towards like the Arabic, Hebrew, Aramaic, or Old English, or because Old English has a lot of Latin, Latin derivations. So to draw it's not as subjective of a definition to the name. It's more of an objective definition because it's got a biblical backing to it. Does that make sense? So, like your name in Icelandic might mean like, oh, bearded one, but. It does. Not you, Anne. I'm talking to Jacob. So I try to stay in that ballpark because when you can reference the Bible as your point of reference, there's objectivity and truth. Amen. So this is a Christmas testimony, and we'll wrap up. Grace and we were in. Oh, May. Oh, sorry. Oh. My wife pointed, and I didn't know what she was talking about. May is another name for the hawthorn flower. And it has a diminutive of Mary. Now, she happened to be a pretty famous mama. which comes all the way down to beloved. So you can research it and draw out beloved from your name. And you are the beloved of your husband. And that's why you have Katie. Yeah. And then Penny?
Yeah.
Okay. So did James Bond. Money and Penny. This is also, so Penelope would be the Greek of it. And it means threads and weft. I don't know what weft is. Do you know what weft is?
Weaving.
Cloth, okay. So she is the tapestry of the Lord. She's constantly being knit together in the Lord.
And
she does, huh? She sews into them. She's a good sewer into people. There you go. Well, that one's pretty straightforward. Like the dawning sunshine. Oops, not D-A-W-N. It's from the old English word dagung. But don't call her dagung. It's the dawn of the day. The beginning of the day. So here we are, all of us together. I'm going to go just read your definitions and not your names. Manly and masculine, to join together. Yahweh will exalt my generation. Nobleman. May God protect. God is my judge. That's Daniel, your son.
Yes.
God is my judge. Joseph, he will add. Who is like God, Pastor Mike? With the small pink shrubs and pink and white flowers of heather. He may add the divine. High hill, might and power. Royal, brave and bold. A female deer. Just, upright and righteous. The lake, colony. And the west meadow. Victory, born again. Victory of the people. Will, desire. Helmet of protection. Favor and grace, narrow and straight. Pearl. God is gracious. He shines. Happy, blessed, pure, firm, and brave. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Those are all beautiful definitions to our names. So we have those because the Lord wanted us to be named that for a purpose that He had planned from before time began. He named. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. I'm on page 15,784. But these names of ours are all written in the book of life. And we bear the identity of our Father. And we all have unique attributes of our Father. Pure, noble, mighty, and strong. God's the protector. And on and on. So, let that be like a little gift of encouragement to you that you are made on purpose, with purpose,
Amen.
By Him. To be used by Him for His glory. And the last part is a little Christmas testimony, speaking of names. And again, I just had a laugh this morning. So I had done the notes and then I took a shower. And this part I laughed at while I was in the shower. You get divine revelation in the shower. Years ago, Grace and I were in Burma for Christmas, 2014 Christmas. And in lieu of Christmas gifts and stuff, since we were just in a third world country living in a bamboo house with dirt floors, it was pretty simple over there. I sent messages to all my pals out here, and I said, hey, since we're here, we don't get to do this normal Christmas thing. We want to build a school for these kids in a mountain village. And it's $6,000 to erect a building. That's pretty darn cheap.
Yes, absolutely.
So $6,000 to put up a building and call it a school. And so I sent out an email, and like a week and a half later, we had $7,000.
Oh,
boom. Cool. And so we got to build it. It's called the Grace Christian School. I named it after a special lady in my life. But the town in which the school was built is called Bagangque, which means broken plate. So, do you think it has smooth roads or bumpy roads? Yeah, the road there is atrocious. Imagine driving up the Laurel Lakes Trail just to go home on a scooter. Now, if you haven't done the Laurel Lakes Trail, it's a pretty heavy-duty 4x4 trail.
Yep.
And so people would bring their plates and stuff home from town. The nearest town is Oshitpin. Excuse my language. It's just the name of the town. What's that?
It's the name of a fruit.
Oh, it's the name of a fruit. Oshitpin.
Yeah, the name of the fruit.
Would you like a slice of some?
No.
But see, we had to leave the town of P. We went from P to Oshitpin to Bagangque. It's true. We lived in the town of P. But how do you spell it, love?
P-Y-A-Y.
P-Y-A-Y, but pronounce it? It's not P, but it's P. That's been my constant struggle. It's not P, but it's P. And so we leave P to go through Oshitpin to get to the broken plate to build a school. And it was so good. So then in the end, the school got built. There was a guy in town that had a wood mill, and we helped him get the wood mill started and working again. And they're surrounded by teak forests, so this $6,000 school is fully framed in teak,
oh, wow.
Which is really nice. Teak wood, and we had a video. There's a video online about it somewhere. Grace School Project, Myanmar. You can see it. But it turned out to be a great little school. It's concrete up to here, and then it's metal siding, and then it's all framed in teak and teak beams everywhere. And how many kids do you think are in that school on an annual basis? Like 300, 200? Maybe 100? Oh, 50. No, I think it's more than 50. Because there's nobody else around Broken Plate except the people in No Shit Pen. So, okay. Well, so it's a Christian school. And the whole goal is we set a pastor, Pastor Nay Win. He had 13 kids. He only has one left. Right? Now he's three now? Yeah, village medicine wasn't ideal. But, old wives' tales on how you take care of sick babies. Like, the nursing mother should only eat white rice and nothing else. Like, oh, wait, that doesn't work. You need other nutrients. So, anyway. The pastor's in charge. It's a Christian school. And so all the kids, they get to go to school there, learn about the love of Jesus. Wow. In Broken Plate. There you go. So the Lord bless you. I hope these little name gifts can be like stocking stuffers for your heart. Yes. You're welcome. So, Father, thank you for your goodness to show up even in the little things like our names. You've named us for your glory. And so we give you our lives, we give you our kids, we give you our names, we give you us as instruments of righteousness for your kingdom. Thank you for the fun time this morning. We bless you, Lord. Amen.